So as we always acknowledge, the first thing to really be grateful for and thankful for is this moment that we have together as we sit in the presence of the Guru. As I mentioned, always keep that at the center of your focus and awareness. Always be very grateful whenever you are sitting in the presence of Guru Sahib. Don't take that for granted. It's a sign of good fortune when you are sitting in the presence of Guru Granth Sahib. Never underestimate that. Don't ever take it lightly. It's a very, very special moment when you sit with the Guru. This is going to be a very informal discussion. And although you see these sheets in front of me, we'll sort of see which direction it takes as I'm talking with you and sharing my thoughts. The first thing is also to acknowledge, thank you for coming and sitting here as a Sangat to share in some of my thoughts and some personal stories. Most of what I'll talk about in this first half will be quite basic for a lot of you who are sitting here. But again, my goal, I guess, for this time period that I was going to spend with you guys was definitely directed towards the very younger brothers and sisters. But I hope some of you who already are familiar with the basic knowledge here or what I'm going to discuss with you will gain something out of it. So as Harnarayan pointed out, like probably most of you sitting here in Sangat, I was also born and raised in Canada. Okay, so I was born in Brantford, Ontario, as he said, hometown of Wayne Gretzky, whose dad, by the way, is an amazing individual. Like, you'll bump into him at malls in Brantford. He's such an amazing guy. He'll come up to you. You go up to him. He's a very humble spirit. So it's worth acknowledging him because he definitely, when you hear stories about Walter and how he brought up Wayne playing hockey in their backyard, and they talk about how Walter was very genuine and very humble, he truly exemplifies that. A very genuine soul. So, by telling you what year I was born, you'll know how old I am. I was born in 1973 in Brantford. And it's funny because then my kids were born in the same hospital as I was born. I just find that funny. And Brantford, at the time when I was growing up, certain sections of Brantford are still, you can consider them redneck. So you can imagine, even though there's a lot more Sangat, it's a 90,000 population Brantford now, but for the longest time it was always stuck at 70,000 for some reason. And there were not a lot of Sikh, practicing Sikhs. I was probably the first one in my elementary school and the only one in my high school, which I'm sure my older brothers and sisters will relate to that as well. So in high school there was about 1,600 students. I was the Kalla Judawala in high school. And I'm going to sort of bring the context of my story in because I feel that's very important to the first point I want to make in this discussion with you. So born in 73, and I was in a home where Gurbani, the sounds of Pat, Simran, it was a very inspiring environment. A lot of that credit goes to my parents, and my dad was very instrumental in that. And one of the words that hopefully you're going to leave with today is the idea of foundation. So Kudrati, at the age of 5, as I'm told, I had a I was drawn to the harmonium and tabla. Jivein appa sunde na chote chote bacche tabla te hath, you know, they're putting their hands on the tabla. It's something that's innately there already, right? So number one, I was fortunate that that was there, and our parents never really forced anything on us. Yes, we were born into a Sikh home, but it is another thing to become a Sikh. Right? It doesn't give you the ticket just because you're born into a Sikh family. You have to go on that journey. It did help that the foundation at the very start was there. And you've probably heard me say this 6 or 7 times now, and I'm going to say it again. Be very grateful to to your parents if they encourage you to come to Gurdwara and sit in Sangat. They're doing you a huge, huge favor. Kirtan started to come into the picture because of the connection that my father had with various ragi jathas. And these were jathas that we now all sort of respect and revere as legendary ragi jathas. So I'm talking about, you've probably heard of Shamsher Singh Zakhmi, by Shamsher Singh Zakhmi, who was the brother of Bhai Taram Singh Zakhmi. Zakhmi, as you know, is a lineage of great Kirtaniyas. Currently, Amrik Singh Zakhmi, you probably have heard, and I'm sure he's come out here. So I was lucky that at the age of my son, I was sitting in the lap of Shamsher Singh Zakhmi learning Shabads. By Avtar Singh Ji, the late by Avtar Singh Ji, who was also a very great teacher to me, who I revere as a teacher of Gurmat Sangeet. Probably the late by Dilwak Singh Ji, a lot of you have heard of that name as well. So I could go on and on. Sant Singh Ji Maskeen was often a great individual who stayed at our home as well. So we chose to be with those individuals. It was my choice as a child even to sit in their sangat and their presence and learn. That's a choice I made, right? But that didn't mean that I didn't go out and play ball with my friends or road hockey or go to the movies with my friends. No, I did that. I was part of my, whatever my friends were doing, I was part of that culture as well, because there was a lot of positive things about that. But it was interesting because as we were growing up, my dad would often, we'd be playing basketball. And, you know, as a child, that's all you want to do is play. And so my dad would call us in andar aajo. He goes, mainu pehle ashtapadiyan sunao, then you can go back outside. And as a child, you get annoyed because you want to just go out there and you want to just keep shooting ball all day, right? And slowly but surely, we started to understand what my dad was doing. So asi andar aande si tin jane si asi, and we'd have to do 8 ashtapadiyan before we could go back outside, right? So an hour later he'd call us back and he goes, okay, hun dusri 8 sunao. Another example, we would be driving, we always used to go on long drives. My dad was very instrumental. He took a lot of energy, and I know he was doing this for us. He was doing it for us. We would make long trips to Kirtans, Pittsburgh, Chicago. I mean, you have to imagine Brantford. People think it's this foreign land. It's this bend somewhere else, which probably it is. But drives to like 8-hour drives, 12-hour drives, just for the sake of taking his kids in the atmosphere of Kirtan. The gaddi vichna, before he would start the car, he would always do mool mantar. If it was morning, he would start Japji Sahib. He would recite it loud. Asi tin jane piche baithde si in the car. And if it was evening, he would be reciting Rehra Sahib da Paath. And at that young of an age, we hadn't really learned how to read Punjabi or Gurmukhi, but slowly but surely, what do you think started happening? Can any of the younger ones tell me? You know, if my dad is reciting Bani's all the time, what do you think started happening with the three of us sitting at the back? Well, we started reciting it with him, right? Because when you're young, like you guys are, you're a sponge, right? Have you heard that? You guys can absorb a lot of information, right? So without really even knowing how to read Gurmukhi, we started reciting Japji Sahib when he would start. Kudrati torte. And I see that with our guys too. When we're at home doing Sukhasan or in the evening, I mean, if you ask them to sing Karo Binanti Suno Mere Mita, they'll sing it for you. But hale inanu kuch padhna nahi aanda. I mean that in a good way, son. And so this is the start of how this foundation starts to come into be. So to this day, even now, my kids, when we're in the car, it's an automatic, most of the time for them, they'll start Mool Mantar. So we're starting to propagate some of that foundation. So keep these things in mind as we continue discussing. So as I grew up, I was had the fortune to learn mainu shauk vi si bahut sangeet da. I was really heavily into sangeet. In Gurmat Sangeet, obviously, Kirtan was the utmost, but I being born and raised here, you can't really ignore other music that's around you, right? I mean, I was into and still am into U2. I listen to U2. It is perspective. It is what perspective, and keep that word in mind too. I listen to all types of music. Kirtan has a very special place for me though, right? And you'll know why I'm bringing all this up when, as we go through the discussion. At the age of 16, so I'm jumping to age 16 now, something very significant happened to me in my life. Very positive event. My dad was a visionary. I believe he was a visionary because he sort of understood. He said, okay, you're doing kirtan, but I can sense and see that the youth here, they're not really connecting. They don't really have a way to relate. And this was not only his observation, but how many of us have heard, you know, asi gurdwara jaane sanu samajh de aunde ni vi ho ki reha, like what the granthi is saying, or which is not their fault, but being in a Canadian society, that's how we relate, right? I mean, by me talking to you in English right now, I'm sure you're engaged, you're attentive, you're being able to relate to what I'm saying. Am I right? Yeah. So he was a visionary. He said, you're doing kirtan, why don't you start doing an English discourse with it? And it was kind of, okay, that's a unique idea. I mean, everyone does katha Punjabi vich, right? Kanda, why don't you start doing English? And he says, I'm going to India and bring a translation of Guru Granth Sahib. So as a 16-year-old, I got excited. To me, that was the greatest gift I could get. Bodo excitement kithon paida hui? Because the foundation was there from the start. And my dad knew that. He knew it would take 14, 15 years. I have to inspire my kids. I have this amount of time so I can inspire them. Fir us ton baad te, it's there. Hopefully they'll be well away on their journey. These years are critical. So he came home and it was such a moving event for me to see that 8-volume set. Manmohan Singh. And that was a very important event in my life because now I was able to hopefully bring an element that would help youth relate to the Bani, to connect with the Bani. So that talks about just a very brief glimpse into the background of the kirtan. And when you're on this path, as with anything else, it does take riyaz, right? Which we're going to talk about in the second half. Does anyone know what the term riyaz means? Don't be shy. I'm sure there's a few in here who know what riyaz means. Anmol, I know you're dying to tell me the answer. Yeah. So riyaz is disciplined practice. I mean, in Sikhi there is discipline as well, right? So riyaz is sitting down, committing to whatever that is, right? In my instance, it was sitting down and doing riyaz. As a child growing up and learning from these jathas, I would remember that we would sort of be so eager after school to sit with them for 3 hours, 4 hours. That was nothing. Like that was just, it didn't feel like 3 or 4 hours. On a weekend, I can remember my brother and myself jamming for 6-7 hours, not knowing time, have a quick break for roti, come back and hit the vajja and tabla again. And because it becomes a part of you. Remember I talked to you about yesterday about a belief system and then knowing? When you have experienced Gurbani, which we andana, when you have tasted jidao nectar, jidi essence of Gurbani, that's it, you have found the true happiness in life. There's not an instant of time that you want to go away from that. It's always around you. And how can we bring that into, I'm using the term modern times, because when I go to camps and I talk to youth, you can see the struggles that they have. You can see sort of the distress that they have. But when you've tasted this purity and this nectar, it just seems that life just seems so simple. And then you wonder, is it supposed to be this simple? Because everyone else has their complexities, but it just seems like things are flowing, so it's very hard to describe. Kyunki ede vich stress nahi hunda. When that perspective, the word for this week will be Shabad consciousness. How can each of you bring Shabad into your consciousness no matter where you are? That is the fundamental question. Jadon tuhanu eda jaach aa gaya, when you have acquired through the guru the ability to do that, life will be simple. But you will still be part of this Western world. You will still do what you need to do in terms of a householder. You will still work. You will contribute to society. But sariyan cheezan tuhanu lagniyan bhi pata nahi inna easy kyun hai. And it's not you or me who's doing that. It is the consciousness of Shabad. Shabad is to eradicate the ego, right? So what is the first point I'm making to you guys? Foundation. It must be present. A strong foundation. Taayin jadi tuhadi choti umar hai na, when your parents bring you to Gurdwara, you should be so grateful to them. They are part of this beginning of an important building that foundation. Just like a home, structurally, it will only be sound, it will only be strong if what? If the foundation is strong, right? You all know that, right? Your journey will become clear when the foundation is strong and when it is nurtured. The second point I wanted to make is bringing my element of naturopathic medicine into this. And it was very natural for me to talk about this because I feel if you master this, this is essentially what Shabad consciousness teaches us. What is the, and Dr. Harjot Kaur, you can answer this. What is the biggest bimari that we see in this present day and age? I think you said it. Yeah. What is stress, by the way? And I know maybe the younger children don't have a concept of this, which is fantastic. But what is stress? Let's just share our thoughts on that. And this one is open to anyone. Anyone can make some points. Yep. Yep, so constant worry, constant anxiety, and it gets extreme into panic attacks, right? You see, you can't really function, right? You've heard of people who describe these panic attacks if they go into crowds, a new situation, meeting new people. There's worry, there's anxiety. You were going to say something? And Balwinder makes an excellent point because stress does not discriminate. The physiological effect is similar, right? And he is right in saying every individual, it may affect them in a different way, right? So what are some other examples other than nervous system issues, right? Anxiety, possibly mood swings, panic attacks, nindi problem, right? How many people have a nindi problem? Fortunately, I don't. My wife will tell you that I can sleep anywhere. I can sleep in a mall. I can sleep on a... Yeah, so that's fortunately not a problem I have. What other symptoms would you say of stress? Harsimran? Yeah, good point. You're kind of on the edge a lot. You know, you heard people say that term, like you're quick to fire, you're quick to get angry, you're quick to internalize anger, right? Or you have suppressed anger. So these are all nervous system symptoms. Any other symptoms of stress? It's a common one that I hear a lot of, sorry to say, Punjabis tell me. Haanji bhi mera aa dukh raha hai, aa dukh raha hai. You know, so there's a lot of muscle pain, muscle tension symptoms, right? What else? Haanji? Wants? Hanji, bhi tuhadi needs increase ho jandi hain. Like you're very like clingy, you're very I know what you're saying. Yeah. Cardiovascular issues, high blood pressure does have an origin of stress as well. Yeah. We could go on and on. The point I'm making is even digestive issues that it can affect any part of your physiology, right? Stress. So some of the things when I was researching on that, we've talked about that. This was interesting. Things that influence your stress level. When I first read this, I immediately, the Shabbat consciousness came to me. Because listen to this. It's very fascinating. So this is actually a Goda author who's writing on this. And it's just interesting how our gurus envisioned this like hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Things that influence your stress tolerance level. Number one, your support network. Okay, a strong network of supportive friends and family members. Do you think that's going to be a positive thing for stress or a negative thing for stress? Positive. The younger kids, they're not speaking up. Anyways, a strong network of supportive friends and family members is an enormous buffer against life stressors. We all know that, right? If you're stressed, you talk to your girlfriend. Well, I guess guys don't really talk to anyone. But you feel better when you do that, right? You feel like, you know what, I'm kind of now more calm. I'm comforted. So a network is crucial. And isn't it interesting that Sangat is a very, very strong spiritual support network, right? How many have you ever experienced that you've had a stressful day, you have a headache, you're tired, you come into Sangat, Kirtan Sunya, Simran Kitta, and you feel different after you left? How many, raise your hand if you have ever felt that. So a majority, right? So where is that coming from? Think of that. On the flip side, the more lonely and isolated you are, if you don't have that support network, the greater you are affected or the greater vulnerability to stress. Okay. Keep the word perspective in mind. I'm going to come back to that. Dooji gal kehnda, your sense of control. If you have confidence in yourself and your ability to persevere through challenges, it's easier to take stress in stride. Now, is it not interesting that persevere, do you know what the Punjabi word for persevere is? There may be a few, but one in particular I'm thinking. It's actually one of the Panj Pyare's names. Mohokam is perseverance. So even the Panj Pyare and the Na is very brilliant and genius too. Reflect on those names at some point today. Because OVM, any old Panji Chaniya, I see with those names, right? Very brilliant. Deya, Taram, Himmat, Sahib, Mohokam. They personify the ideal individual, the spiritual man, the Khalsa, right? Mohokam is persevering. Thirdly, your attitude and outlook. Those who are able to deal with stress in a more healthy way often have what type of attitude? Optimistic, right? And to remain in an optimistic attitude, jis hadde te chhaddo, that would be very hard to do. It would be very hard to always remain optimistic. Kal shaam nu assi gal kar rahe si na, that idea of equilibrium, sahaj, optimism, oh jehdi chaah hundi hai life di, jehdi chadhdi kala hundi hai, oh ek bakshish hundi hai. Being conscious of Shabbat. When I say Shabbat consciousness, it's not just coming to Gurdwara, Matha Tek Liya, we're sitting in Sangat, and you're really engaged right now, which I appreciate. But when you leave from here, do you take that with you? Or do you just leave it here and a week later you'll revisit it? No. Shabbat consciousness, when you are in tune, does not go off. It stays on. No matter what situation, where you are, what is happening around you in external life, you are engaged. You stay with that consciousness. Fourthly, things that influence your stress tolerance level, Kenda, your ability to deal with your emotions. You're extremely vulnerable to stress if you don't know how to calm or soothe yourself. We all know that, right? If you get caught up, dooji gal main raat nu keh reha si, the reactivity, the sahasa to life, that's when you can't control the emotions. you're stuck right in that narrowness. You can't see the higher vision. So is it not interesting that this PhD in stress is saying this is a critical factor? As human beings, we're not going to be stone and not experience emotions. We will experience them, as we should. But what I'm saying to you is, if you get angry, you're able to come back into equilibrium. You don't internalize that anger. Je kisi cheez te, you're crying, beraag aa gaya, or you're upset, you're able to come back into equilibrium. To me, that's still sahaj. Because a situation, you have felt the emotions, but you have now addressed it. You've allowed yourself to come back into that state of balance and been able to see the higher vision. That is sahaj. So your support network, your sense of control, your attitude and outlook, and your ability to deal with your emotions. This is all, guys, Shabad consciousness. We have the power to make choices. So as you guys, when you're growing up, you're going to have many opportunities that come to your way where you have to make a decision, you have to make a choice. Something that one of my mentors, which I've shared with Har Narayan, Harjot, the family, is one of my mentors, and you'll have these in your life as well. And I could do a whole 3-hour discussion on him, or I think about him every single day of my life. But his name was Dr. Jagmohan Singh, who passed away in 2000. And to me, he was a very blessed soul. And he was an example of that, Shabad consciousness walking. That's who he was. And he was a medical doctor, but enni nimrata, enni humbleness si una vich. And one thing that he told me, which has stuck with me to this day and always will, and I even propagate to my kids, he said, jeda bhi tu kam karenga zindagi vich, jeda tenu rab de nere liayega, that is the right thing to do. Jedi cheez tu karenga, jedi choice tu, whatever happens, whatever you decide to do, jedi cheez tenu rab ton dur karegi, o galat kam. It sounds very basic, right? I always use that formula, right? As they say. I use that formula in any situation. Is what I am doing, I can't really envision the outcome, I'm a rab te nahi haga, but I can make a choice. And sanu damag vi ditta. So I can rationalize. The Guru wants us to rationalize. But after going through that, then engage in the sahaj, the higher vision. Hun je tuhanu, after doing all that, you feel this, yeah, this will take me to closer to God on the journey that I am. Use that perspective. Shabad consciousness allows you to make choices that will empower you. You may not realize that at the time. You might realize it 5 years later, 10 years later. But any choices that come from a sacred intelligence, Shabad consciousness, the outcome can be nothing but empowering. So for me, the term peer pressure was non-existent. I was born and raised here. I know what goes on and the peer pressures that are there. Mainu pressure nahi lagya. Because it was my perspective. Obviously in high school, you're in grade 9, grade 10. There's a lot of pressure. You stand out. I have a juda. What's that? You look like a girl, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're going out to party this weekend. You know, you should come. We'll drink. No. That's not who I am. I am not going to drink. And honestly, mainu teri friendship chahidi vi nahi. It's not a big deal to me. That was the confidence. And that was not me. That was Shabad consciousness. Main te kuch nahi haga. So I would say to those same friends, you want to be my friend? These are my rules. And if you're not going to respect them, I'm not going to lose nights of sleep or crying about it that you're not my friend or you're part of the cool crowd. And you know what happened, ironically? What do you think happened when I took that approach with those individuals who were part of the cool crowd? Anyone want to take a guess? Well, they respected me even more and in fact looked up to me. The cool crowd now looked up to Onkar Singh, who doesn't smoke, who doesn't drink, who is just kind of chill, is kind of there. It was perspective, right? Oh, confidence, hor kithon nahi aandi. That ability, you know when you hear the term fearless in life, that comes from Shabad consciousness. Kyunki kisi hor di disapproval tuhanu thoda hurt hoegi. Because you're so engaged with the very core of who you are, and you know that that core is totally pure. Oh, Rabb hai jehda core hunda. The core is Rabb. How can someone disapprove that? No one has the right to disapprove that. No one has the himmat or strength to disapprove that. So when you are always engaged like that, you will be confident. You will wear your dastar, you will be a practicing Sikh, and you will face the world. Nothing will scare you. Nothing will hurt you. Whether it's your praise or ninda, you're in the same state. You'll know how to take a compliment, but tonu ninda bhi nahi affect karegi. Tonu jealousy nahi affect karegi. You will not have a fear of failure. You will not have a fear of disapproval. Because you only have one thing to answer to. Je tusi raat nu aaram naal sonde ho, my wife and I always discuss that. Je tonu raat nu your conscience is allowing you to sleep and have a great sleep, you know you've not done anything wrong. ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਦੈਟ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਮੈਂ ਬ੍ਰਾਈ ਸਰ ਇਟ ਗੈਟਸ ਲਾਊਡਰ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਊਡਰ ਐਂਡ ਕਲੀਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਕਲੀਅਰ ਦ ਮੋਰ ਯੂ ਇਨਗੇਜ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਪਾਥ ਸੋ ਫਾਊਂਡੇਸ਼ਨ ਦ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਆਈ ਜਸਟ ਮੇਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੈਨ ਓਵਰ ਵਾਸ ਦ ਆਈਡੀਆ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਡਰਨ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਦ ਟਰਮ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਇਸ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋ ਫਾਸਟ ਆਊਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਰਾਈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਲਰਨ ਟੂ ਸਲੋ ਡਾਊਨ. Someone said a very interesting thing to me. I didn't share this with you guys. He is a friend in Toronto, and we released a new CD, a third CD, which I didn't bring with me, but anyways. Onne suni CD, and he goes, you know what? This CD is too slow. Because we did it in Gurmat Sangeet, right? He goes, like, people aren't used to listening to this slow. You gotta, like, pump it up a bit. Right? Because sare hun dekho bhangra sunde ne, you need to kind of get it a little more flashy, Onkar. Like, it's not mega nahi, like, you know, this kind of seems comfortable to me. And then I realize he's making such an interesting point, because the world is so fast. Everyone is so, they're on like speed dial everywhere. Shabad consciousness brings us back on our feet. So you're hopefully starting to get an idea of what Shabad consciousness, what I'm trying to inspire in you. The third point, identity. So many individuals are walking around not knowing what their identity is. And you can say that's a loss of yourself, the inner core that I'm talking to you about. May I be gal share kiti si, they have an idea of who they are, or they have an idea of who they wish to become. But they are not living their true identity. We are not living our true identity. When we are in sync with our identity, which is what Shabad consciousness allows, then we are aware of our purpose. But the other thing is, it allows for a peaceful consistency in whatever you do in your life. You will always be consistent. You will always follow through. You will always get your tasks accomplished. And there will be a peace within that too, a peaceful consistency. Sahaje na sariyan cheezan tuhadiyan hongiyan. We touched upon this, then purpose is seen even in the minute of tasks. How many of you have heard the term identity crisis? And it's more common than we think. mean, when you're in healthcare, you encounter these problems a lot. I don't know who I am. I don't know what my purpose is. Like, I feel so lost. Because they're not... That awareness, which usually unna di bhi fault nahi hundi. The awareness of what that true identity is, a way to engage with that, is not there, is non-existent in their lives. And it is a crisis, right? If you don't know your true self, that's a huge crisis. Fir unna nu kisi cheez vich purpose nahi lagda, unna di life inni stressful hundi hai. Not only internal turmoil, but their environment is in chaos too. Relationships, how they deal with things, it's total chaos. It amplifies, right? And it's interesting that Guru Shabad is the internal journey, but Guru Sahib also blessed us with the outward journey so that we would be identifiable to the world as a Sikh. For me, when I'm identified as a Sikh, that gives me validation. It validates who I am. And it makes me feel so important in this grand scheme of the world. Because I am very clear then on what my path is. Finally, last point I wanted to make. When you resonate with Shabad consciousness, then how you relate with everyone in this world will also be very unique. Chahe wo family member hai, your spouse, your kids, your co-workers, someone you encounter in your day-to-day lives, doesn't matter, but how you relate to them will have a very different interaction. When I am engrossed or engaged with Shabad consciousness, I don't have work stress. I get along with everyone at work. And again, it's not me that's doing that. It's the wisdom that's teaching me. Work politics, that's something foreign for me. Because of how I'm interacting with everyone else. Kyunki je tuhadi shabad consciousness itthe hai, then what's going to always resonate? Aval Allah noor upaya kudrat ke sab bande. That's always going to hit you right here. So these are things or concepts that we need to nurture. We need to bring into our day-to-day lives. Yes, you can be part of this Western world. You can be an immense contribution to society. You can have a career, a household. Garista Jeevan is encouraged, right? You can have all of that and yet still be on the journey that the Guru's envisioned for us. We can choose to make our life stressful. That's up to you. Kyunki Guru Sahib ne rasta de dasya hoya sanu. It's your choice. How deep do you want to take this journey? Do you want a life that's chardi kala and always in the moment with Guru Sahib? That's up to you. So for the first half, these were the major points that I wanted to bring to your attention. I think what we're going to do at this time is take a... Okay. So we can, for the next maybe few minutes, take a few questions, if you have any questions. If not, we'll take a quick 5-minute break. All right. Everyone's been enlightened. Okay. And that's the interesting question, because when you have experienced it for yourself, unnu words vich liana, or to sort of explain to someone that this is the way to do it, is not an easy task. But to inspire those individuals, that's where, I mean, doing this is very inspirational. Right? It's encouraging or creating opportunities or creating those environments for that individual where they do start to become engaged. Theek hai, on an individual level, you can certainly inspire them and share your thoughts and feelings, right? But to really start to inspire them would take, I think, bringing them into places, into sanghats, exposing them in that way in a very inspirational manner, so that they start to feel the enlightenment. ਤੇ ਜੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ ਕੋਈ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਆਈ ਮੀਨ ਅਲਟੀਮੇਟਲੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਮਿਹਰ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਬਟ ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਬਲੈਸਡ ਸੋਲਸ ਆਊਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੂ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਇਨਕਾਊਂਟਰ ਦੈਮ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰੋ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਰਾਈਟ ਦੈਨ ਦੈਟ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਸ ਇੰਡੀਵਿਜੁਅਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਈਵ ਸੀਨ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਓਨ ਲਾਈਫ ਇੰਡੀਵਿਜੁਅਲਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਵੇ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਬਟ ਇਟ ਜਸਟ ਟੁੱਕ It took a moment of them sitting in Sangat and which they felt a click. They finally felt aware. But it was only because that was presented to them. They were brought to that Sangat. So you, Sardai Kavi Farzabi, if we want to reach out to someone in a very inspirational way, we can encourage them to come to a workshop or a Sangat or a Kirtan. Well, I feel because Guru Sahab and Shabad Guru is not limited. Because when I hear that question, then I hear like limitations and boundaries. I think Guru Sahab, his wisdom was, we all have that potential. We all have that potential to achieve unity and connection with Shabad consciousness. So related to that is, jadon assi is path te aa jaane aa, it's very natural, it's a natural reflex to create inspiration for others. Because when you have captured a glimpse of that, a knowing of that, it's very natural to share that with others. I think number one, we will never totally understand Bani. Because edi jehdi depth and it's so vast, it's so deep. It's interesting because when you're on this journey of Shabad consciousness, when you're truthful to this path, oh awareness, aapne andi tonu. You know how your parents may have said, "Bitusi kari jao paar tonu aapne samajh aayegi." It's true. How I interpret soche soche na hovi je sochi lakwar may be unique from how you interpret it, and that tells me a lot. It's a compliment to the depth of the Guru's vision. Now there's a lot of resources. My first resource, well, it was my parents, my father. Then I had the other person who I talked about, a mentor for me. But I chose to make that as wonderful an opportunity for myself. I chose to go deep and learn from them. That 8-volume set, that's a treasure for me. But I chose to take time to read into it. The apni jadi kamai hai, or we all have to do that. We all have to have the discipline of doing naam, simran, attending sangat kirtan. Ode vichon awareness aayegi fir. It will put it into perspective for you. Sikhi to the max. I mean, we can go on. I think the resources are endless. It's what do you want to do with them?